Now part two, pre-reading, 读前部分。读前部分有八张图片需要我们来描述。为了描述方便起见，我们给八张图片提供了参考答案。但是要描写好图片需要两种能力。一个是想象力，一个是呢记忆力。就是要想出这张画里面的内容重点是什么，组织好内容。同时呢要会用你学过的语言有把握的描述。如果没有把握，不能用中国话去随便加几个单词来说。比如说这个妇女啊，这个房子比较破烂，叫 shabby looking cottage， 这会不会说？这个在搓这个玉米啊，这个玉米这个棒子怎么说？叫是吧？这个是怎么说这个字啊？你如果不会说，你要找这个字查一查。然后搓完结果怎么样呢？它结果比较效率比较低，就是两小时了，怎么样 ？2 hours hard work， 结果怎么样？才半筐的玉米粒啊，半筐都没 ，not even half full。第二张画。这是两堆什么东西，看的不是很清楚，咱们根据想象力，一个是深色，一个浅色的，可能是各种人肥啊，人造肥，动物肥啊，或者是化肥，这两种东西对照一下，咱们不同点啊，那么怎么来撒化肥，后面铲子啊，铁锹什么的啊，撒肥，那么化肥呢和人造肥对这个农田的这个有什么利弊啊，可以谈谈这个方面。一个叫 manure 是吧，这个动物肥人肥，那么一个叫 fertilizer， 这两个这个效率是不是，这个有没有什么效率来讲啊，所以谈谈主要谈谈效率。第三张画从这个农耕来讲，用这个两头牛用这个架子架在一起，架子架在一起叫做 a yoke of oxen， 这怎么说 yoke oxen， 可以查这怎么念啊，然后去耕要 plow， 那么这效率当然是很低的啊，所以说这个人很吃力，还要保持平衡啊，要不要的 losing balance 啊等等啊，直接往前耕啊。那么这个就是一种土地的表面干旱啊，皲裂裂的大口子，怎么说叫 cracked fields 啊 fields。那么这为什么会这样？就主要因为条件比较差，农业需要怎么落后 backward， 那就是技术落后，所以没有这个灌溉的方式方法都不能抵抗这个可怕的旱灾 drought。所以说如果有这个水泵怎么说 pumps 的话，那么就不会这样子啊。第五张画，这是一个养鸡场，就在chicken farm。咱们前面不是 farm 什么什么 farm， 养羊场叫 sheep farm， 这个是 bird 啊，这个 birds 不是鸟，各种禽类都可以叫 birds， 鸡也可以叫 birds， 鸭鹅都叫 birds 啊。这怎么样？这全自动的啊，这个喂食定量喂食，这个产量肯定高啊。第六张画就是两袋化肥，一看就是叫 fertilizer 啊，化肥。那么这上面怎么写的要求啊？化肥有什么好处，有什么不好啊？它可能会造成一些个污染，造成一些问题啊。当然它提高产量啊。这是一个。第七张画显示一个拖拉机，这个后面撒播种机，边这个走边播种啊，所以播种怎么说 ？sowing 啊 ，sowing， 这个效率很高啊 ，efficiently 啊，很快啊，需要人很少，比如说如果不是这三个人去干活，一个拖拉机手，两个播种员的话，那就需要好几百人去干好长时间啊，hundred of strong men sweating 就是 blood 就是流血流汗，这怎么样去干好几周才能干完？他一会儿就干完啊。所以这速度很快。第八张画也是一种啊，就是暖房怎么说？咱们以前学过这个词叫 greenhouse， 这个温室啊，就是种菜种水果，这个效应非常好啊。但是它对这个环境有没有什么不好的地方啊？至于怎么样生产出这个 healthy food， 咱们第一单元学过这个，第十三单元学过 healthy food 啊，怎么样学过这个健康食品怎么生产？所以这都需要咱们自己认真的研读一下，认真的去，如果不会写可以照这个背诵一下啊。Now reading part, 请听录音。
Modern agriculture. For thousands of years, traditional agriculture in China did not change very much. Most farms were one-family businesses. Although China is a very big country, only 7% of the land can be used for farming. It is on this arable land that the farmers produce food for the whole population of China. Farmers in China have long used techniques such as fertilization and irrigation to make their land produce more. Over time, many farming techniques have been modernized. Chemical fertilizers are now used and electric pumps are used in irrigation. To make as much use of the land as possible, two or more crops are planted each year where possible. Rice, cotton, and vegetable seeds are sometimes grown in special seed beds before they are planted in the fields. This saves time and allows farmers to grow an extra crop in each season. More advanced technical information was brought in from abroad in the 1980s. Import of technology and machines, and the international exchange of delegations have helped Chinese farmers improve their production. It was from the early 1990s that scientists started to develop new techniques to increase agricultural production without harming the environment. Chemical fertilization, for example, helps to produce better crops, but is harmful to the environment. New techniques should increase agricultural production, but also be friendly to the environment. Future agriculture should depend on high technology as well as traditional methods. Not only is food production important, but also taking care of the environment. The biggest problem of Chinese farmers is the shortage of arable land. Using the latest technologies, Chinese scientists grow vegetables in greenhouses. The roots of these vegetables are not planted in earth, but hang in water that contains all the nutrients they need to grow. Today, many vegetables are not grown in gardens, but in greenhouses, where they are protected from the wind, rain, and insects. The temperature is controlled with computers, no matter how the weather is outside. Another technique tries to create plants that produce more and bigger fruit. In 1993, a kind of tomato was developed that was very different from any grown before. It was developed using a technique known as GM. G stands for genetically, from the word genes. M stands for modified, which means changed. In other words, the way tomatoes grow from a natural seed is changed. The new tomatoes are bigger and healthier. They can grow without danger from diseases. They also need much less time to get ripe. The tomato is one of nearly 4,500 different plants that are genetically modified. In China, about 100 research stations are now doing GM research to make better tomatoes. Cotton, tobacco, green peppers, flowers, watermelons, soybeans, fish, and of course rice. A variety of GM watermelons will be seedless, and there is GM rice, sometimes called golden rice, which will have more vitamins and can grow in poor soil.
下面看一看这段有关的语言点和内容。题目是 Modern Agriculture, 是本单元的重点，也是到目前为止语言层次比较高的一段文章。这里不光有各种定语从句，而且有被动语态，有分词短语，希望大家特别注意。一般的状语从句 although China, 这都是比较容易做的啊。但是有些内容大家注意的，比如说中国说 7% of the land, 可耕地只有 7%, 这是个困难。但是咱们想到新西兰是多少记得吗？ 3%, 所以这 arable land 多少呢并不主要，主要依靠什么？科学技术啊，所以咱们想看科技方面的发展。Farmers in China have long used techniques such as fertilization and irrigation to make their land produce more. 所以中国呢，利用科技是有悠久历史的啊。注意这个单词，很多这样的词就是本来是 Z 变成 S 了，有些词典查不着这个单词啊。机器人词霸里面认为是错的 ，fertilization 那就是 fertilization 怎么说？咱们遇到很多这样的词，大家注意一下啊。Over time, 就随着时间流逝，这个词组非常有用啊。Many farming, 这是不是分词变 farming techniques 啊 ？Have been modernizing, 这个词是不是 S 啊？但是都不是 Z 的啊。Chemical fertilizers, 这都是 S 新的拼写方法啊，大家注意一下。那么不定式等等啊。 那么下面注意就是这个有些运用法非常简单，你看啊 to make as much use of the land as possible 啊，尽可能怎么充分利用土地，尽可能这句话说法非常简单非常好。另外呢你看凡是有可能的地方 where possible 根本不是整句话，就 where it is possible 啊 it is 省略了，所以注意这个一些用法啊。下面除了这个各种不定式之外，我们还看到就是被动语态，不定式之外还被动语态啊，另外就是名词的用法啊， import export 啊，这个名词就是进口技术啊，还有互派代表团，作为名词做主语代表一些意思，非常概括性意思比较高的啊，不用句子，用名词一个词代表一句话啊。It was from 这个 it 刚才之前说的非人称啊，无人称代词这个用法，语法线 it was 什么什么 that 这个强调结构啊，就在90年代初期啊，起怎么怎么怎么样啊，这个这是一段啊。下面看这个内容，就是关于这个使用化肥啊，使用化肥很好，但它对环境呢也要注意，就是新技术啊 should increase agricultural production but also be friendly， 就是要对环境 friendly to environment， 这是流行语言 friendly environment 啊，对环境好啊。那么下面就让中国大的问题是耕地短缺，短缺怎么说 shortage， short 是短，名词 shortage， 耕地短，可耕地只有 7% 啊，比较少。那么后面这注意这个用法啊，分词动词加 ing 形式啊，这个很多的，就是表示使用，靠这方使用啊最新技术的办法，中国科学家怎么怎么样啊，就怎么样，就是用这个在温室中怎么样种植这个蔬菜啊，用这个办法。The roots of these vegetables are not planted in earth, but hang in water, 就不用水啊，无土栽培，不用这个水，不用土，就是用水啊，叫无土栽培。Contains all the nutrients, 各种营养物质在里面，水里含营养物质，水啊，后面好几层的从句，大家注意这个语法结构很复杂的啊。被动语态等等就不相应说了啊。下面注意这都是三处被动语态，一处、两处、三处，连着三行都是被动语态啊。还有这个 no matter how 这个用法啊。下面就是另外一种技术，就是说呢当代最流行的 GM 技术，就是这次 genetically modified， genetically 从这个名词 gene 变成 genetical， 然后变成副 genetically modified， 就是 change， 就是基因转变，就转基因，所以转基因农产品简称 GM， 这个一定要学会这个词啊，是当代现代科学新名词啊。那么下面就是它可以怎么样不会受病虫危害，就这种植物啊，这种动植物，这种各种植物啊，怎么样它可以生长怎么样 without danger from disease， 可以不受病虫害的影响。另外怎么样它成熟期比较短， need much less time to get ripe， 成熟，这个熟跟做饭做熟的那个熟，那个 cook 不一样啊，成熟。这样以这个西红柿啊番茄为例，就是他讲这个啊，这个例子基因产品啊。然后当然还有一些西瓜什么产品，金稻稻米产品的 GM 转基因产品啊。做完这个练习之后呢，咱们看下面一段，就是post-reading part， 有些要求跟原来一样，就是翻译成汉语，翻译成英语啊，然后呢，注意它的区别啊。下面做一些有关练习啊，注意呢，第45页到46页的练习，然后呢，主要是以什么，以这个常识叫 general knowledge 作为这个回答的背景知识啊，就行了。Now language study， 看一下语言学习部分。首先是看有关的语言学习的一些要求啊，一些要求，有些答案，比如咱们有些答案很多，咱不一的，就给第三题做答案。It is the shortage of arable land that results in the biggest problem Chinese farmers。前面阅读材料里面已经说过了，用一个强调结构，就是由于可耕地的短缺，结果造成中国农业的最主要、最重大的问题啊，就是这么一个。It is 什么什么 that。这个结构啊，来回答这个问题。Now, integrating skills, 听一下有关的录音。
Farming and gardening. Agriculture has a long history in China. Much of the wisdom discovered by early Chinese scientists is still useful for farmers and gardeners today. One of China's early agricultural scientists was Jia Sixie.Who lived in the 6th century AD. He was born in Yidu, Shandong province. He spent his time on research into agriculture. He collected information, studied it, did experiments, and learnt from the experiences of farmers. Around 540 AD, he wrote a book called Qi Min Yao Shu.
The book is about both farming and gardening. It includes advice on the following subjects: growing green vegetables and fruit trees, keeping cows, sheep, and fish in lakes. There are also instructions for making wine. For centuries after Jia Sixie died, his book was studied by Chinese farmers and students of farming. Jia Sixie's book is a practical guide to farming. Firstly, as a farmer, you should do things at the right time of the year. If you sow seeds and grow young plants in the fields at the correct time of the year, your work will be less and the results will be better. But if you go against nature and do things at the wrong time of year, you will have to do more work and the results will not be so good. The condition of the soil is also very important. Examine the soil on your farm carefully. If the condition of your soil is not good, you should improve it. Before sowing or planting crops, rough ground must be cleaned and weeds removed. Let sheep or cows walk on the land. The animals will destroy the weeds or eat them. The land should also be plowed so weeds are destroyed. When you plow the soil, plow deep the first time and less deep the second time. So the autumn plowing should be deeper than the spring plowing. The best harvest is reached when farmers change the crops in their fields. For example, do not plant rice year after year in the same field. But if you plant rice in a field one year and wheat in the field the next year, you will harvest good crops. Other scientists said that wheat should be planted with space between the plants. But Jia did experiments and showed that planting wheat close together is better. He also said that it is good to grow different plants next to each other in the same field.
下面看看有关的语言点。这个题目是 farming and gardening, 就是农耕和果木栽培啊，果木和蔬菜栽培，这包括两方面，这包括农业啊，粮食和牧场。那么这里注意很多介词用法比较多，还有分词。比如首先这个介词啊，这个 by 前面是被动语态，所以这个定语你看是 discovered by, 就是很多这个智慧啊，这个农耕的智慧呢是由中国早期的古代的科学家们所发现的啊，这发现的做定语啊。那么 for the farmers, 啊，还有后面比如咱们说 on research into, 你看他花时间搞研究，研究农业 on, 钻进去要 into, 是吧，钻进去啊。所以呢另外呢要学习这个农夫的经验，向农夫学习。From the experiences of farmers, 注意它这个介词的用法啊，底下还很多这个介词，另外很多过去分词，跟刚才 discover 一样，过去分词啊，介词 about 啊 ，about both farming and gardening, 另外这两次属于动词加 ing 变成那个跟题目一样啊。It includes advice, 又是 on 呢，关于什么一些建议，一些好的办法，要 on the following subjects 下面几个方面啊 ，growing 什么啊，就是 keeping, following, making 都是这些。分词啊，发明的用法啊，底下这个啊，比如说他这本书呢是非常有实际作用的啊 ，practical guide 有实际的指导作用的。对于什么 ？To farming， 这跟中国话差不多啊。As a farmer， 作为当一个农民来讲，也是 do things at the right time， 在这个农耕要有农耕的时间啊，这个时间不能有些错过，要正确好的适当时间去干什么，播种什么啊，施肥都要一定的时间。那下面就是呢，比如说在 at correct time， at 都是 at 这个词啊。那么另外就说呢，要注意这样结果就比较好。But if you go against nature， 咱们说如果说你所做的行为怎么样，有违背自然规律 ，go against 这是介词 ，go against nature 违背啊这个自然规律。那么错误时间 at the wrong time， at the correct time， at the right time, at the time, 啊, you will have to do more work and the results will not be so good. 这个 so 就是一种委婉的语句，不会那么好，就是非常糟糕，就是那么啊，这样做就会非常糟糕，会弄不好的，误了农时就不行的啊。那么如果条件啊，这个水土条土的条件湿度条件呢不太好，怎么样就应该想的话改良水土，就说呢在播种之前啊，播或者栽，一个栽一个播啊，之前怎么样呢？要怎么样？一定要清啊，就清一下这个，把土地弄得好，草要除掉。你看这个 rough ground must be cleaned， 后面就没有 must be， 省略了。with 这个杂草 must be removed， 要除掉草，省略就不再说啊。下面就是 destroy 啊 the weeds， 一体是啊 animals， 为什么要牛羊在地上走一走啊？去走来走去就可以让可以把这个草呢给它。弄死，把草给踩坏，另外可以把它吃掉，这样等于自动天然的方式除草啊。那么耕地 will be plowed， 那么啊 destroy 都属于被动语态啊，这个用法。When farmers change the crops in their fields 啊 ，for example， do not plant rice year after year， year after 年复年， year in year out， year after year 啊，这个就一年复一年的，不要老种一样东西，同样的地点可以改种各种植物啊，小麦这个跟这个啊这个稻米兼啊。换着交换着播种啊 ，then you will harvest good crops， 就这样庄稼就收成会好啊。这个 should be planted 怎么怎么样，要保持距离播种啊，距离有间隔 with space between the plants。So much for part two.